Welcome back to the Finance Show here at tiptv.co.uk. We're joined now by Tim Young, who's a day trader at Iondo. How are you today, Tim?
Good, thanks, Zach.
Right, rather better week than last week. Last week it was down in the dumps and staring into the abyss, but we've got the trend back, the uptrend back. It's reasserted itself in quite a strong way.
It has, yeah, mainly because, obviously, because the Fed didn't raise interest rates, which I think was pretty much expected that they weren't going to do that. So yeah, we're back on the bull trend again, which is good, because as you say, last week we were looking into the abyss to some extent, but then it was oversold last week on the daily chart. So it's not a huge surprise that it's bounced as it has.
I mean, the other thing wasn't it the case that we had the highest support above 6,600 versus August? I mean, It was never looking that threatening. It was just a bit that it died. It looked like the price action had died down somewhat.
Yes, you pointed that out last week, actually, and also the fact that we posted a bullish weekly candlestick because it ended strongly last week. So I think that was anticipating that the Fed were going to leave rates as unchanged.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the charts that you sent. The first one, I think, is the 4-hourly chart, which. Kind of says it all, really. 66.50 support zone, triple bottom there. Quite classic, really.
Absolutely. I mean, this was as of 4:30 yesterday, and I think as of then it was looking a bit overbought. To be fair, you know, the RSI was over 70, just turning down. The stochastics were looking a bit overbought. So since then, it has pulled back a fair bit. But as you say, yeah, it was a textbook kind of set up, really. And, you know, if you're on the long side last week, you'd have done pretty well.
Right. So how do you play it now? I mean, are we looking for dips to buy into?
Basically, yeah, that's been my strategy all along, really, for recently. Yes, so I've waited for a dip. I've just bought a dip this morning earlier on under 6,700. So I'm hoping today for a rise back above 6,700. Maybe to about 6,715, something around that sort of figure. But yes, I think now that the market's established itself again in a clear uptrend, that's going to be my plan from now on for the foreseeable future, anyway.
Right. I think. I mean, just looking at that, I mean, it does look as though it was rather easy. I mean, on Monday we had the oversold RSI, oversold stochastic with a buy cross coming in. You can't really ask for more than that, can you?
Not really, and you know, I mean, that kind of thing. You know, it's not advanced, it's not rocket science, but it does tend to work quite a lot with the FTSE. So yeah, it was a nice setup, and you know, if you'd have ridden that whole move, it's a nice 200 odd points there. So obviously, it's not easy to ride the whole move, but yeah, it was a good textbook setup, as they say.
And that's the other thing. I mean, do you actually you're a day trader by definition? Do you actually try and put a stop loss in, a break even, and ride a position? Or I mean, is that ever your strategy?
That's not my strategy. No, I mean, I tend to just try to take consistent profits. I try to go with the overall trend, which I believe to be bullish at the moment. That's just the way I like to do it.
So you nip in and out on the long side rather than trying to get a big profit. One big profit.
Yes, I mean, you know, that does have its plus and minus sides, but I think it comes down to each individual's personality and how you like to trade it, really.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the weekly chart, because that said it all.
Yeah, because as we said last week, we ended up with a nice bullish looking candlestick, which has, you know, portended this move up this week. You know, whilst it looked a bit like it was looking to turn down, because we had that candlestick last week, we now have this strong move up this week. The RSI isn't yet in overbought. If anything, it looks like it wants to go back up, maybe towards the overbought. And as we know, the stochastics can stay overbought for quite a while. So, yeah, the weekly is looking pretty encouraging now, I think. And it's kind of, I know we haven't got the monthly chart here, but it's all kind of tying in with that monthly chart we looked at quite a few months ago. It's a pretty bullish picture, I think.
So, I mean, in effect, you could have just gone long on the 8 o'clock on Monday, on the basis of the previous weekly candle.
Absolutely, yeah, that would have been a very good strategy in hindsight. Yeah,
I'll try that next time. But All right, on that note, Tim Young, day trader at Ayondo, thank you very much for sharing your insight with us, and hopefully we'll see that you have a good trading week next week.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you very much. We'll be back after the break.